Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
He was in like 5 feet of water.
Maybe. No, it was pretty deep out there.
Really
there's a shipwreck on the bottom of the ocean.
Okay,
so.
It's not a shipwreck. It's literally like 10 feet off the beach. It's right. Like a canoe.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
The man is a minister. Please.
The honorable.
Yeah. He's honorable.
Giving his life to the Lord.
I'm looking out for Wiggy.
Wiggy, you know he's not that kind of minister.
Oh, I thought he said he's a minister.
No, so no.
He's giving his life to the Lord.
No, that's his official title.
Government. So
he's very high up in the government.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Naomi Watts is in it. Glenn Close and Sarah Paulson. People are going to be boobs out.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
12 a.m., 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or right now, what time is it? It's 9:40 a.m.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. There is life in the Boston Celtics without Jason Tatum.
There is. Courtney was spot on yesterday, so let's continue this momentum.
Is it fair to call that a throttling? Of the New York Knicks last night.
But what was so crazy was watching that game. When they were up 10, it was like, did not feel safe. When they were up 15, did not feel safe. When they were up 20, didn't feel safe. It wasn't until we were getting close to 30 points. And all of a sudden I said, okay, I feel like I can breathe a little bit. But it's going to be my lead. But the refocusing of the Celtics team after Jason Tatum's injury, it seems to have worked.
Well, we are in Bermuda, Courtney, Wiggy, and I, for one more day. For those watching on Twitch or on YouTube, we are inside because of an impending tropical storm of some sort of nature. Yep. So, Curtis, good morning.
Hi,
Shine, good morning. How's everything back there in Boston?
We are inside as well today.
Good. I mean, you got an you got a great game from Derek White.
Yeah,
you got a game, the game of a lifetime from Luke Kornet last night. And so, do we believe Curtis? Do you believe can they do this?
Oh, absolutely. They're still Courtney and I agreed yesterday. Courtney took it one step further for the series. I said they were going to win last night, and I knew it was going to be a massive Knick crowd inside the Garden. And I just loved how the storyline has been, no matter how big the lead the Celtics have, it's what about the Knicks or what about the Knicks fans? Or what, like, the story last night was, after a bumpy start, which I thought was disappointing, the team came together, they rallied, they fed off the fans that got loud in the second half, and they stood down the Knicks in a game following a devastating injury to their best player. Yet, with the coverage with Reggie Miller, who sucks. God, does he suck. Shut up, Reggie. Just let it breathe for two effing seconds. But I think all the pressure now, this is where it's fun. You go to Madison Square Garden, the Knicks are only 2.5-point favorites, and that is going to be great theater should the Celtics have a fourth-quarter lead, because all the people that were thumping their chest in the Knicks jerseys are going to be peeing their pants Friday night at MSG.
Yeah, and I think last night the thing that really, you know, stood out with this Celtics team was the third and fourth quarters. And I remember we were watching the game at the bar, and they were making shots. I think, you know, they were above 35% three-point shooting in the third quarter, maybe above 40% in the fourth quarter.
They were making shots, yes. And you were taking them.
Yeah.
I noticed last night.
Yeah, I had a couple drinks, but, you know, we're in Bermuda. That's what you're supposed to do.
I understand.
And so, I couldn't figure that out. Was that Ricky? Was that, like, I couldn't figure out if it was Ricky Martin or Jermaine Wiggins. That was some great dance moves last night.
Oh, we'll get to that. Wiggy participated in the traditional war dance,
yes,
of Bermuda last night.
It was tough for me to keep up with the youngins.
I understand.
You've been like limping around.
A little bit out of shape. My knees are different. A lot of jumping going on.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Was Wiggy at war with sliders?
No. The wings.
Oh. You also don't like
chicken. Was spectacular. Oh,
you like the wings down here?
The grilled chicken they had last night.
Yeah. Steak tips were good too.
Yeah.
Going up and down those stairs though has been an issue for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty high, Courtney.
I know.
So are you.
You play in the NFL. You play football. Max and I were both going up the stairs at the same time last night. We both were failing it.
Yeah.
And my wife was trying to get us going.
Well, okay, Max Lane played 10 years before you did, so I mean, he it's okay.
Yeah, but we still played a bunch of years in the NFL and college, so your body tends to, and those stairs are, you know, it's a workout right there. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a pretty steep workout.
Yeah,
but
you were laboring late in that dance.
Yeah, I was. You could tell I was falling off.
You were looking for Cora to come get somebody to bring
in. I had a strong outing, but then the third and fourth quarter, I was falling off.
Your third time through the lineup, Wiggs, was not quite as successful.
No.
All the attention was on him, though, so he couldn't stop.
Yeah. No, man.
It's really a problem in the entire room.
But Wiggy's dance is like how he approaches sentences. He jumps in but doesn't quite know how he's going to end it.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You can see, if you're watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch, there he is right there. The new Bermudian sensation that is Jermaine Wiggins participating in the traditional war dance.
Do you guys remember the Cleveland tourism videos that mock the city of Cleveland?
Yes,
the tourism minister is going to use this as one of those for Bermuda.
I'm just happy you survived the boat, because you looked a bit, I don't know if you were motion sick or what was going on.
No, the boat was fine. I was
chilling.
Yeah, I was chilling because the boat was a beautiful vibe. It was, the water wasn't rocky. The music was good. The drinks were good. The boat was a really, really, what was it, Captain Kirk's adventures boat ride? Yeah, it was really nice.
A big catamaran.
Yeah, it was really cool. So,
beautiful.
I mean,
it's called Good Vibrations. So maybe a Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch rejoin at some point this morning, Shime.
Done.
Okay.
Well, Celtics, like you said, Greg, it's third and fourth quarter. I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing throughout the series. And you know, Curtis kind of jokingly talks about this. Like, really, all you got to do is watch basketball in the second half. At some points, it's like he's right about it. But it's going to be the third and fourth quarters you know, game six, because I think if you win game six, then complete momentum shift goes to the Celtics.
Well, there's don't you think there's already a momentum shift?
No, I think they still feel like they're playing with house money because they are up 3-1. They're like, all right, yeah, we gave them one at home, so what? Now they got to come back to New York. So I think they still feel pretty confident, the Knicks, that it was like, all right, you know, we gave them one at the crib, but now they got to come back to New York where we know our crowd's going to be behind us. So
I think there's going to be a lot of Celtics fans in New York, though. Like the whole home court advantage. Celtics have played great on the road this season, so that's great in their advantage, to their advantage. But also, they've been traveling really well. Celtics fans have been traveling well to New York. New York fans have been traveling well to Boston. So it's going to be like, you know, 70-30 when it comes to
fans. Tell the stupid Timothy Chalamet, take the sunglasses off courtside when they're not playing outside on
that's
Malibu
his,
Beach.
That's his style.
Yeah, okay. You're inside. Sunglasses inside is a no-go.
Pretty well for him. He's doing all right with the ladies.
But I didn't say that he doesn't. But
he's a one-woman man, Curtis.
Oh, sorry, with Kylie. But you know, I'll let you know. I watched it last night. I'll keep up for you. But Friday night is going to be, I disagree, Courtney, it's like $700 to get in. It is the hottest ticket in Knicks history, or Knicks since like the 90s with Starks and Ewing. It is going to be, they're going to arrive, and they're going to have fans expecting to see a huge win over a Celtics team that will be one of their great series wins of the last 30 years.
Right.
And what the Celtics have is, in my view, a player that their best player on their team now thrives in these moments. He seeks contact. He loves conflict. He is a guy that just revels in these moments. And you saw that last night when Jaylen Brown and Hart were going back and forth a bit. And I think that in this game, it will be beneficial to the Celtics that Jaylen Brown is your best player.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't say that Jaylen Brown doesn't have ball handling skills anymore after what he did last night to Josh
but
Hart.
I think Curtis is right, and Derek White is going to be another major factor in the game because he was lights out last night. And, I like the line. I just still – they didn't start Pritchett.
No.
Right? I don't get why they're not starting Pritchett.
Are they going to switch that up, though? Because Porzingis was taken out, and so that he's not going to be good, I think, for tomorrow
night. They might just start Luke Kornet.
I'd rather see Ken on the floor than Porzingis.
And Curtis is right. I bet you, imagine if courtside for game three were like $45,000-$50,000. Can you imagine what courtside tickets tonight in New York are going to be?
Tomorrow
night. I bet it's going to be ridiculous. Yeah, it's going to be a tough ticket
to get.
I'm going to
check it out right now. My guess is $10,000.
Mm.
Also, what does Porzingis have? Is it Legionnaire's disease? Or like,
some about his breathing.
Upper respiratory.
He could not breathe. Are we going to get to Joe Mazzulla during the set of chime?
Definitely, Greg.
Okay. But he couldn't breathe during the second half. And honestly, he couldn't play basketball during the first half.
Right.
So I have no problem with, you know, doing whatever you can to not get him in there.
Greg, who had a harder time breathing last night? Porzingis or Wiggy on the dance floor?
I think you know the answer to that.
Is that a natural motion?
We could run that video again, though. How many times would you guess we will play that this morning on Twitch or on YouTube?
I went to bed watching it. I woke James up just so he could see it in case Wiggy didn't survive.
I'm sending Mitch a different angle, too, that he could just post on the Instagram. So if you can't watch on YouTube or Twitch this morning, you head there.
Honestly, instead of our normal montage, that should be running during every commercial break.
You got to tag the music with it, the drum playing
it's
with
so
it.
It's so much better without the music.
Curtis, they tried to get him into the traditional garb, but unfortunately it was a little tight. But I mean,
it's too hot for all that. Complete head dressing, and yeah, it would have been too hot for that. I was sweating wearing my hoodie.
There's one part where Wiggy looks at the dancer to his left and he's like, oh bleep, the song's just starting.
Right.
I was also confused by the sweatshirt. Is that sweat or is that like a fade?
No, that's like a gray.
Okay,
yeah, gray
I was worried
fade.
About you on the dance floor.
No, believe me, I was hurting inside, but I had to keep up with tradition.
Three rows from the floor per seat tomorrow night at the Madison Square Garden, $14,625.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
The Delta Club, which sounds lovely.
Yeah, I would. I think Curtis is right. I think it'll be mostly New York Knicks fans. So you are going to have to overcome that if you're the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. So, all right, Celtics with 127-102 blowout of the Knicks last night. They stay alive, and you could talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are once again at the beautiful Grotto Bay Beach Resort in Bermuda, and we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or thereabouts. They set it at 7:20, and we will definitely go over what Joe Mazzulla said was the medical problem that Kristaps Porzingis was experiencing in the second half last night and other things during They Said It. News at 7:45 with Courtney. And that includes the latest Diddy revelation. And I would say it is never good when your penis size is compared to a tiny chocolate candy. So
that's tough.
We will get to the news with Courtney a little bit later on. Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow happening at 9 this morning. What should we spend 30 seconds on the Red Sox after another loss?
Yeah, sucko.
Craig.
Yeah.
They had a chance in that game. They had first and third with Devers up and one out and couldn't get runners in and then gave it away. They had a chance.
Is that their theme for this season?
We had
a chance.
Well, no, I think their theme is the ALE sucks.
I mean, we talked about it. Yeah, I know. Everybody's going to keep saying that, they're basically 500.
Yep.
And you went out and did what, most of us thought was going to make a difference, and it hasn't made a difference.
I mean, you got swept in the series.
We'll talk about that as well on this morning show. And as we always do, we will play Hill Notes at the best Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning.
I can't stop watching this Wiggy dance movie. By the way, I just keep seeing new things. If you look in the back right, there's a Bermudan that grabs a defibrillator.
Yeah. I needed something, believe me.
Believe that.
Afterwards, I think that sapped me for the whole night.
Yeah.
I think it's it. Yeah. I'm tired just watching it.
There's a lot of movement with that, Curtis. It's nonstop.
You're going to need some hot tub time today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take advantage of that.
I love
that
they give him the little axe and he's waving it around.
He didn't know what to do with it when they first gave it to him.
He tried to bite it.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, at the end of the video, he actually coughs up a chicken wing. I don't know have you seen that?
Is that a natural motion?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, I tried some tricks with it. I threw it up in the air. I fit right in, though.
You did.
I fit right in with my people up in Bermuda.
Yes, you do.
I was talking to the guy on the boat. It's tough to become a citizen out here. You either got to marry somebody or you got to be like a remote worker.
And then you just get a working visa for like 3 years.
Yeah, well, one guy's been there 20 years and he's still trying to get his.
If
America. All you got to do is step on American soil.
Winky, if all you have to be is a remote worker, all of Odyssey Boston's a Bermudan.
Yeah, no. You got to work here for 30 years before you can get it.
That is how some other countries do it, you know.
Yeah, and I get
it. They don't just let you in and then write you a check for $50,000.
And I get why they do it, because the guy was like, one of the guys who was from Bermuda, he's like, we want to make sure that, we keep everything low. I said,
it sounds smart. Yeah. It really does.
I said, come to America, doors wide open.
Do you have your passport?
You don't need anything.
You should really try to get your citizenship.
Can't do it. Right. Unless I work remotely here for the next 30 years, or the only other way is to, and I don't know how my wife is going to feel, I got to marry a Bermudan girl. But I think if I marry a girl, then I get $5,000 a month.
Oh.
What are you talking
about?
I could buy a $5 million house. See?
Okay.
Yeah, what else you got?
Wait a minute. If you marry a woman from Bermuda.
Yeah.
They give you $5,000 a month?
Maybe something like that. Maybe I misheard the guy.
I think you did.
I think that was another video you watched.
I'd be like, babe, listen, we coming up in the world.
All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Celtics win game 5 against the Knicks. Final score 127-102. Derek White led the way with 34 points, while Jaylen Brown had a double-double. 26 points and 12 assists for him. Luke Kornet was awesome off the bench. He had 7 blocks in this one. So game 6 back in New York will be tomorrow night at MSG. The other NBA playoff game last night, the Timberwolves win their series with the Warriors in 5 games. The Red Sox fall again in Detroit, 6-5 the final, with Bregman homering and Hunter Dobbins going 5 innings, giving up 5 runs on 9 hits while striking out 4. So the Sox get swept in that series. They're off tomorrow before taking on the Braves at Fenway. As for NHL playoff games last night, Edmonton takes care of Vegas in overtime to take the series in 5 games, and Florida leads Toronto with a win up 3-2 in their series. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Strawberries, blueberries, they're fresh in and on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get 1 pound of strawberries or a pint of blueberries for just $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Hurry, the sale ends soon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Hope you guys batten down the hatches with the tropical storm or whatever's coming your way. 57 degrees in Boston. A little bit of light rain this morning. Afternoon high in the upper 60s.
Curtis, you brought up Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Did I hear the Reggie Miller, Jason Tatum is texting me during the game flex last night?
Yeah.
Did I hear that on the broadcast?
You did.
Okay.
It's just.
I mean, do we need that or... I'm okay with the individual texting.
Right.
I don't know if you need to share that.
Well, at least Tatum's feeling good then, so at least he's in good spirits.
Yep.
All right, we will be right back with this morning's leads coming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Up next. The Celtics stay alive with a win in Game 5 last night and move on to Game 6 tomorrow in New York. You can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. I say it so much that it is probably annoying, but we have, I apologize for that, but we have simply the most generous listeners ever assembled. And during the break, there's a group of guys down here playing. They played yesterday in the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the foundation. They're from Old Orchard Beach. Dan Cole and his crew. And they offered up, along with Tom, who runs the Brunswick, just offered up $1,000 dress Greg if I would throw this Swick shirt on. So I made a quick outfit change, and thank you. Thank you for the support, and we had a great day yesterday over at Tucker's Point. Chime, I hate to say it, but you may be looking better when it comes to the match than you were prior to yesterday. I did not play well at all.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday.
Well, you were barefoot.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, not only did I forget my bathing suit.
What
I
did you pack? What did you
literally,
actually
I'm...
bring?
He's brought two pairs. I've seen him in two pairs of corduroy shorts, and that's it. It's been a rotation of coral corduroy shorts and gray corduroy shorts.
What are these?
The corduroy shorts.
My ones yesterday were black.
Okay, so I apologize. Three pairs of corduroy shorts.
Yeah.
And like three t-shirts.
I don't understand. Rotation. I don't understand why this is an issue. Like, how many bags, Curtis? How many bags do you pack when you go on vacation?
Well, I mean, right? I just pack. Well, if I'm going golfing, I'll bring shorts, a collared shirt, socks, yeah. Shoes. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
that seems bare minimum.
I was in a rush.
You pack clean underwear? Like,
in a rush, you were going for months.
On the islands, I go commando.
There you go.
Just so you know.
Just the bait.
Things I didn't need to know.
But yeah, it's my short game, Shime. I was getting off the tee fine. Although I'm at the old man golf status where I just. Like bunt it down the middle a couple
Sounds
hundred yards.
Right.
So you may have an advantage there when it comes to the match in a week and a half. And it's the new clubs. I gotta work on the new clubs a little bit. I'm not feeling the
Wiggy,
I wasn't
you hear
feeling,
that? That's a bunch of excuses.
I wasn't feeling the wedge yesterday the way I used to feel the wedge. And so it's
when Courtney shared the photo that we see now on Twitch, I really thought it was Tiger Woods for a second.
Beautiful golf course. Everything is beautiful down here. It really. I understand why Wiggy wants to move here and be a digital nomad. That's what they call them down here, the digital nomads.
Oh, yeah.
So you can sign, you can do an agreement with the government. It was very popular during COVID, where if you're working remotely, they will allow you in for 3 years. You have to do it for 3 years, and you have to show them that you're making money. But they will hook you up with medical insurance and all the rest of the stuff. So maybe you could work remotely for the next 3 years.
I'll ask Boss Man Lance, see if he can run it up the chain. I mean, it's a beautiful view. We have a few people working remotely from WEI.
Yes,
so
yes,
why not?
And the flight's quicker than those drives. So
our entire sales team works remotely one day a week.
I was talking about on-air people working remotely.
Yeah,
so
we do have some of those as well. Yes.
It's a beautiful view.
All right. Well, anyway, want to thank Dan Cole and everybody up at the Brunswick. And we will be there in a couple weeks for a road show. I think that is that June 6th?
Yes, it is. I booked. James is going to be there. It's going to be electric. And then I've booked the night. So I'm going to be at the Beechwood next door. So somebody can use my room at the Shack. And looking forward to doing... Ken and myself doing the first Ken and Curtis show live at the Beach Cornhole at Old Orchard Beach.
Ooh, all right.
Wow.
So you guys are doing the whole show there while the Beach Cornhole tournament is going on.
That is correct.
Excellent. That's a great place to bring James, Curtis.
I can't wait.
Take him on the old wooden roller coaster, and you got the Papa Shot. If your dad can give you a little extra cash, we're going to head up for the weekend, maybe.
You guys did that last night.
Maybe win him a little stuffed animal or something.
And
like
good
that.
Food. James will be eating a king.
I cannot wait. We went to the Marshfield Fair 16 times. This will be that on steroids, so looking forward to it.
That sticky bun is so good.
Oh, the cinnamon bun. Yeah. It is the best. Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, road shows begin. Road shows resume a week from tomorrow. And we will be on the Cape and at the Lobster Trap in Bourne 1 week from tomorrow. And we'll be joined by Rob Ninkovich, among others.
Yep.
So that's a week from Friday. Full schedule is on our Instagram. We will be at the Trading Post a week from tonight.
Yep.
For the pregame. And I hope you'll join us there. And the road shows are brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. And right now, this morning, it is lead time, New England.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime song is Seven Nation Army. And band is the White Stripes. Am I correct about that?
You are correct, Greg. Well done.
All right. Great choice when it comes to a lead song this morning. And leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your Subaru when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Last night's Boston Celtics game was a blast to watch. As Courtney pointed out earlier, it did feel like you were never able to breathe until Jalen Brunson fouled out. But that's exactly what this Celtics team needed to do. They needed to get in the way of Jalen Brunson, get in the face of Karl Anthony Towns, because the amount of dumb penalties or fouls he takes is insane. And so they did just that. They got both of them with five fouls in the third quarter, and they were able to kind of capitalize on that. I think going forward, though, they need to play Pritchard, White, Holiday, Brown, and either Horford or Cornette all of the time, as much as physically possible, because that was their best lineup all night long. It was the ball movement was fantastic. I thought that they weren't just like taking random pull-up threes. They were trying to get some pick and pops. They were trying to get some cuts to the basket. I mean, Luke Kornet was freaking awesome in that game. A one-man wrecking crew, as the broadcast put it. He was great. I loved the way that Celtics lineup looked, and they need to duplicate that if they hope to stay alive in this series.
And I know you brought up Karl Anthony Towns, and I know it's an issue in the NBA with everybody, but he whines looking for a call on every single play of the basketball game. It's over the top.
Yeah.
I get it. Jason Tatum does it too. They all do it.
Brunson does it. Every shot Brunson takes, he throws his head back.
But Wiggy, he does
his arms.
You and I were talking about this last night at the bar watching the game. He does it every single time down the floor.
How about Josh Hart too last night? Like that little scuffle that he had with Brown. Like, give me a break.
Well, Brown, how would you feel it? I mean, if a guy is grabbing you in that area, well, you don't.
I'm not a guy.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah,
he would be.
I think that you guys are all being a bit dramatic. Well, Jalen got touches that area.
Jalen got elbowed there earlier in the game, so he felt there was retribution that needed to be paid.
By the way, another awful moment for the broadcast.
Terrible.
When that happens, they're like, "Oh, they're reviewing to see if Jalen Brown got fouled by Brunson in his balls." They come back, they're like, "It wasn't a flagrant on Kornet. Just two shots." Then they got the guy in from Secaucus who doesn't even add anything for 5 minutes. God, did it suck.
Hey, let me ask this question, because you guys were listening to the broadcast. What was the call on Al Horford when Brunson tripped? Did they review that?
Yeah, so Missoula called for a review. They reviewed it, but because Brunson like stepped on Al Horford's foot, they kept the foul.
It was a ridiculous call, because Al Horford, what's he supposed to do with that foot?
He
rolls his ankle before he even like gets close to Horford. He stepped back and his ankle rolled before, and he fell down before he even.
Because me and Jakesy were like, "What the hell happened there?" We were like, "Great review by Missoula. This should be a no foul call." And then when they came back, it was side out of bounds by the Knicks, and I was like, "I don't know. How do you keep a foul when the guy tripped over your foot?"
I was going to ask about Missoula, can we leapfrog lead-wise? Because my lead was just going to be, how much credit do you give Joe Missoula for that last night?
It would be interesting if we could double up on that lead.
Okay.
Because
is that yours also?
Well,
we can do that.
You go. Go ahead.
No. Let me get to Curtis, and then we'll double up on that lead.
Okay.
Curtis, good morning.
All right. I'm doing a little football, if that's okay.
Yes.
Schedule release last night, and I got to tell you, the Patriots are winning 10 games.
Mm.
I saw this yesterday. They have one winning season in their last 5 years. Like, think of how crazy that is after the last 25 prior to that. I think the Patriots have a great start to the season where they're going 3-1 at a minimum. They're beating the Raiders. They'll split with they're beating the Raiders and the Panthers, and they'll split with the Dolphins and the Steelers. Then, good news, Diggs should be back week five against the Bills, which is a Sunday night game, one of two primetime games. And
until it's flexed.
No flex. I don't think that soon. And okay. Steph Diggs will be headed back to Orchard Park. A lot to prove. I love the Pats in that game. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons, like Jet. I mean, this is a great schedule for a team that needs to get some confidence. I think a quick start for Vrabel and his new approach. I love the way the schedule looks. And I think, you know, this is what bad teams get. They get bad schedules. They get easy schedules, bad teams on their schedule. And I am very optimistic about the Patriots this year with this schedule and an ability to get some wins and potentially a playoff spot.
Yeah, I look at that schedule, Curtis, when it came out last night. I was like, oh, yeah, this is – and the way it lines up is perfect for you, where you're going to be – it's going to be hard to obviously win the division, but, you know, you never know. You got a chance against Buffalo. But you should be a team that is definitely chasing one of them wild card spots. I like their schedule. And their harder games are not towards aren't really towards the end of the season. Not the end of the season, but week 12 with Cincinnati and then week 16 against the Ravens. So hopefully by that team, Drake May will feel comfortable with the offense. Your team will have a better identity of who they are. Will Campbell will have plenty of snaps under his belt at left tackle. So, you know, by that time, it should be pretty good. And Vrabel will do a great job of coaching this team. And your defenses should be much better this season.
And three primetime games on that schedule, Curtis?
That is correct. I said two accidentally. They have the Bills, the Jets, and the Giants.
Yeah, we're back.
We are so back.
And we actually have video of the Patriots reacting to the schedule last night. I don't know if Mitch has it ready or not, but we have the Vrabel was thrilled. He was so excited.
I thought you were talking about the Wiggy team.
It is. It's supposed to be, but it didn't work out. Better in rehearsal.
We'll circle back. Remember the audience?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there he is. Look at Vrabel. There he is. Jack.
Is that a natural motion?
Mania.
Somebody here this morning pointed out to me in that video of Wiggy doing the traditional Bermuda war dance last night, everything moves except his bowels.
I have good bowel control. I already told you that.
I understand that.
That I have.
You learned that on the catamaran.
All right. We're going to take a break. Couple great leads already, and more to come on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi. Still to come this morning, they said it. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports, and we'll do that in about a half an hour at 7:20. We will definitely hear what Joe Mazzulla said was the medical issue that Kristaps Porzingis was suffering from during the second half last night, and other things during they said it coming up. And then it's a Thursday, and that means the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow after another loss for the Red Sox last night. We'll talk to Craig Breslow coming up at 9 this morning. But the Celtics stay alive with a win last night, and Courtney, you have a Joe Mazzulla lead. We can combine on this.
Yeah. I thought your question was very interesting.
Yeah.
How much credit do you give Joe Mazzulla for this win last night? And I found it very interesting to hear about the meeting that the Celtics had after they found out what Jason Tatum's fate was. And it was Joe Mazzulla, Al Horford, and Jaylen Brown that spoke to the team, and they were all focused on refocusing. The main focus was to make sure that with an offensive weapon like Jason Tatum going down, that they were going to put more of the focus on defense. Last night, they were able to hold the Knicks to 36% shooting. And that in itself, to me, says, why didn't Joe Mazzulla do this earlier?
You and I are simpatico on that.
Oh, like yes.
Yes, high five on that.
Yeah.
And I'm interested how Curtis feels about it, because he's felt a certain way about Joe Mazzulla at times. But I understand Jason Tatum is, we all know how good he is, but and maybe you have to, but when you allow him to play, you know, hero ball, whatever the basketball hardos would tell you, you are forcing the others into roles that you can see when they have an opportunity last night to play great D and to spread it around. Point-wise, you wonder if they could have won at least one or both of those games to start the series.
Precisely. And why did it take Jason Tatum going down? You weren't shooting the ball well in games 1 or 2, so why didn't they make that adjustment after game 1?
Can I tell you why I think?
Go ahead, Curtis, and then we'll get the guy who's on Tatum's payroll. Go ahead.
I think that two things. One, Mazzulla prefers coaching this style of basketball, and Tatum runs the team. So it's hero ball for Tatum because he's the best player and he dictates the pace of the game. No matter what Mazzulla says, if Jason Tatum today said, I want him fired, he'd be gone. So I think what you see in the absence of Tatum is a style of basketball that both Jaylen and Mazzulla prefer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that it enables them to do what it is they think is best in a way that is not the case when Tatum is healthy.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
don't get it twisted.
No, I'm not gonna fall for it. Like, I didn't put a lot on Missoula when they lost those games, except for the out of bounds plays I thought were bad calls, or the one play where he ran it back. It's simple. You shoot 46% last night in the fourth quarter from 3-point land, and you shoot 36% in the third quarter. You made shots. If you look at game, last night was game 5, right?
Yes.
If you look at game 4, other than Tatum, no one can throw the ball in the ocean. So I'm not going to all of a sudden – yeah, there's some halftime – there's some adjustments that you make, but the difference is that those guys last night made those shots, especially when it comes to the three-pointer in the third and fourth quarter. That's why you've lost games. If you look at the first two games that you lost of the series, game 1 and 2, you went cold in the third and fourth quarter, and you allowed New York to get back into it being up 20. The adjustments, like, I get, like, you know, let's win this for Tatum, and that will obviously add some life to the team. But you made shots when it counted, and that's the difference.
My lead is not really focused on Jason Tatum. My lead is really, why didn't Joe Mazzulla adjust when game 1 and game 2, their shots weren't falling, Tatum included. And this isn't against Tatum, because you're right, he went off for 42 before he got injured. But to keep it with them trying to shoot threes over and over again instead of focusing on playing defense and scoring in the paint, to me, that's the issue that I have. I wish that Joe Mazzulla made that adjustment after game 1 and it didn't take Jason Tatum going out with a season-ending injury.
Courtney, that's what they do. Like last night,
they shot
49 threes.
But they were a different team last night. The way in which they played last night was different than with the way that they played 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, why are they, Wiggy, I would just ask this, why are they so good in the absence of Tatum? In terms of record-wise.
Well, they have to step up.
I think more guys have the opportunity to get in the flow of the offense, because now that means more shots for other guys.
That's obvious. I mean,
but you take 23 shots away from, let's say Tatum averages about 23 shots a game. Those 23 shots now have to go to other players, whether that's P. Pritch or Derek White gets more shots, and that's the only difference. So now you got more guys taking more shots, and they hit their shots. I mean, that's it. They still shot 49 threes last night. And when you look at where they were in the third and fourth quarter, that's why you lost the games 1 and game 2. I blame Mazzulla for the out-of-bounds plays. I completely blame him for that. There's some small adjustments you could make. You know, yeah, if you want to blitz Brunson here and there when he's going on runs in the third quarter, yeah, maybe you switch it up to a zone. But the guys made shots. And it wasn't like guys making shots who don't get shots. Like, Derek White gets a ton of shots. Jaylen Brown gets a ton of shots. Not Porzingis, but Pritchard, he gets a solid amount of shots. Drew Holiday, you made those shots. That's the thing. You made those shots, and that's what's going to happen tomorrow night. Can they do the same thing? Because if they can't make those shots, we're going to be sitting here going, well, that's why you lost the series.
Okay, but you can't just act like the way they were playing defense last night had nothing to do with that basketball win. Like, they look like a different team without Jason Tatum, and they are a different team without
Jason
Tatum. Well,
yeah, of course they're a different team without Tatum, but I don't, like, I think Cornette had, what do you have, 7 or 8 blocks?
7.
So he did a better job than your bigs normally would do and when it comes to rim protection.
But I think they held the Knicks to, like, 26 points in the paint, and it's the lowest the Knicks have scored in the paint all season long. Like,
But if Tatum's one of your best defenders, how does that then, by him not being there, affect you playing better defense?
Because Joe Mazzulla put the focus on defense and he wasn't doing that. That's what the whole talk was about. That was the message that Joe Mazzulla, Al Horford, and Jaylen Brown had to the team.
I think you're giving too much credit to how much power Joe Mazzulla has.
Yeah,
but it wasn't just him.
So when Tatum's there, they go, all right, we're only focusing on offense?
Well, I think they
that
don't.
That just doesn't sound right. Like that.
But you're
trying to find something. So when Tatum's there, what is Mazzulla saying to those guys? Don't play defense?
No, I think he's focused more on the threes. I think that's where the focus is. Keep
if
it with
you
the
shoot
threes.
The same amount of threes that you shot all year long without Tatum, the focus is still on shooting 49 threes.
Yeah, But so why? So you tell me. You're the basketball expert. You tell me why the defense looked so much better in Game Five than they did in the first four games in this series.
I mean, I thought the defense looked good. I thought
what?
The defense looked good in the game three and the game four when they lost. I think Tatum had three steals.
What would Joe Mazzulla have to do for you to say anything negative about him?
No, I already said Joe Mazzulla made bad calls, okay. But I'm not gonna say. So you say the reason why they won that I'm not giving much credit. I'm not giving as much credit as you are to Mazzulla.
Okay. Right, and I feel like if you look at the stats, just on the offensive approach, they shot one more three last night than they did in Game Four, Game Four. Yeah, it's the difference. They shot 48 threes in Game Four. They shot 49 threes last night. It's identical.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, you got a lead?
Yeah, I got a lead. So, excuse me. So when you look at the Boston Red Sox, I would say this, people. I know there's this whole panic situation, but the issue with the Red Sox right now is it's really going to come down to June when they play the Yankees. They have six games against the Yankees in June because the division isn't very good, and I think that obviously helps the Red Sox because they're not playing up to the level of their of what our expectations are. So when you look at where they are in the standings, they're one game under 500, still four games behind the Yankees, and I think that's going to be the most critical thing is where we'll be able to judge them is when they play the Yankees for a six, you know, it'll be two series in June to really see where they stand when it comes to, because I don't know if they're going to be in a position to maybe potentially get a wild card unless they go on some type of hot streak. So maybe your focus might be we have to try to win this division because we might have buried ourselves a little bit in a deeper hole that it's going to be hard for us to get a wild card.
We talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. The team is hovering around 500.
Yep.
You're a quarter of the way into the season.
Right.
Your defense leads the league in errors, and your offense leads the league in strikeouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not what I expected from this baseball team at this point.
No, I don't think none of us did. I thought we all looked at the defense was going to be better because you made the move with Bregman and you put him there. I think the one thing that we were looking at is, you know what, Tanner Hawk's on the 15-day disabled list now, but he had been struggling his last couple of outings. Brian Bale looks
good.
Who's
had a better month of May, Porzingis or Tanner Houck?
All right. Well, thank you.
You got
it. We are in Bermuda, and it is day three for us here. Great golf tournament yesterday. I want to thank everybody who came down, helped us raise money for the foundation. We will be back in the studio on Monday, but one more day here tomorrow. Coming up at 9, we'll get the opportunity to talk about Wiggy's lead with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. And that is the front office report at 9 this morning here at WEEI.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.